You are now listening to a Port FM podcast.
Welcome back to Port FM 88.2. This is where it's all happening. Yo Stasi, yo Kasi. And we have in the studio the chairman of the board of Lodewijk Pierce Spies, and that is Ruth Lawrence. Ruth, good morning and welcome to Port FM. How are you this morning?
Morning, Wa. And good morning to the listeners. We're all well on this rainy day. Thanks for having us.
It's under weird circumstances. Okay, Ruth, what I'm going to play a part of the clip so the listeners and you and I can be on the same track as to where we are. So for the listeners, this is the video that went viral. I'm not going to play the whole video, just the introduction, the first 1 minute and a half to 2 minutes. And here we go.
We have a problem here at Lodewijk. There is a new board that are inside Lodewijk. The things that they are doing nonsense. Lodewijk, there is a lot of corruption inside. Like now we are crying about our salaries because they just deduct thousand without even informing us. We doesn't even know when they deduct our thousand, they take it where. So the things that we are willing, we need help here at Lodewijk to take these people out. We doesn't need them anymore. If it's possible, even DSD, we will involve them to come and resolve this issue because we doesn't want these people. They even have a criminal record.
Yeah,
exactly.
They
are racist.
And they are abusing workers. And the residents are suffering. The
exactly.
They are eating. It's not enough. I remember one day they even bring.
So everyone, yeah. We want help out there. Wherever you guys are, we want help. Things are happening in this home. Lodewijk Hospice.
Full of corruption.
Full of corruption. Yeah, full of people just came. Within 2 months, they just got 1,000 rand from everyone.
And so we want we want our monies.
Yes.
We are working very hard with the old people.
Yes.
And even the old people
are suffering. Exactly.
Is crying for us because they see we are working hard.
And to show every that month, even the residents are suffering.
Every day we come to work, but if it comes 25,
we are suffering.
Yeah,
we will be suffering. This is a petition.
Okay, that is a clip that we played from the video that went viral in Esters, and that is why we are in this situation. And we're going to ask Ruth to explain to you, the listeners. The workers at Lodewijk Spies are saying that they did not receive their salaries as per usual, and they say that an amount was deducted across board without them being informed. How do you respond to that?
Thanks, Warren, for affording us the opportunity. I think it's very important to understand that in any workplace, and Lodewijk Spies is not the exception to the rule, that the basic conditions of employment should be adhered to at all times. That's the first thing. The second thing is that Lodewijk Spies is a specialized working environment. We need to adhere to the Old Persons Act 13 of 2006. That's not just the board or the residents, but it also includes the staff. The accusations of being racist and criminals, all these accusations needs to be proven by the staff who is making the accusations. There is also the criminal checks that was done. DSD is in possession of everybody's criminal clearance certificates. None of us worked at the police investigating unit or SAPS, any of those institutions before, so we couldn't have any due influence.
Okay.
Against that. As for the deductions, I think in any workplace, what hours you work for is the hours that you are being paid for. And seeing that the employees went to the CCMA, the case is actually sub judice. So I am not at liberty to give too much information, but I can tell you that we have duly exercised our rights based on the Basic Conditions of Employment Act.
Yes, I'm full agreement that the case has been handed over to the CCMA, or at least reported to the CCMA, as we are in possession of such report. Also, the workers also requested that the DSD must be made aware of what is happening. And rightly, you said that the DSD have been informed. Is it with regard to this reduction in salary or alleged reduction in salary?
We have definitely, I have informed them myself. As a matter of fact, we spoke about this with DSD since the 23rd already. We had a meeting at DSD on the 23rd of last month, which was last Monday.
Yeah, last week.
Last week, Monday. And we did have this conversation. So when we actually did what we discussed with them, I informed them duly.
When you listen further to the video, it says that the appointed manager, the interim manager, he was approached by the workers with regard to the deductions and also what the basic salary is. And according to the video and according to the workers, he specifically said that he does not know what the basic salary is and is also not aware of the deductions. And as a manager, I think he should be aware of this. So is this true or not?
No, that is not true.
That he does not know the basic salary. So he knows the basic salary.
Yes, he does.
So he was lying to those people, allegedly. Allegedly.
I don't know what the conversation was, so I am not going to make give an opinion based on that.
Okay, so there is an outcry from the community where they say they specifically asked on the video for the community to help them. And they say they've continuously asked the community for help. Is it not the duty of the board to ensure that this home is run properly without them having to run to the community, because the community appointed the board to make sure that the board run this home accordingly?
I agree completely with you. It is our responsibility to ensure that governance, proper governance, is exercised. I cannot speak on behalf of any of the previous boards. We are following the law, and we want to ensure the community that we've got three acts that we have to implement. There's an NPO Act, the Old Persons Act, and then we have to follow the Labor Act. Okay. We cannot and are not deviating from any of these acts. Anything outside of these perimeters that were allowed previously, in good governance, we cannot allow it anymore.
So I'm going to ask you a question. I want you to give me a straight answer. Was their money deducted from their salaries without them being consulted?
No. We have spoken to the union 3 weeks prior regarding this, and we still haven't seen any change of hours worked up until now. So if the outcry is so loud about the hours, they were only paid for the hours that they've worked. If the outcry is so big, why hasn't the behavioral pattern of the employees changed in terms of the hours that they are supposed to work compared to the hours that they are currently working?
It is also alleged by the workers that they are not being paid for overtime, for holidays, and the other one they said it is for night shift.
That's an allegation that's unfortunately not true.
Not true. So that video is not, it doesn't convey the exact thing that's happening. It's not a true
reflection of what is actually happening.
Okay, we're going to take a question from you. I'm at liberty to refuse if you want to, but this is a question from the listeners. And I'm going to go with this one. They say, but people can also not make allegations that people have criminal records without any proof. that is one of the listeners, and you rightly said that you have already submitted the clearance of all the board members to the DSD.
That is correct.
Okay. And I'm not going to read the word that's written here, because as they say, the whole board in the home is in trouble. How could people with criminal records serve on the board and we are in big trouble? They are lying, and yeah, that's the other words, it's swear words. I can't really swear words over there.
Well, unfortunately, Warren, we cannot change the perception of someone who already made up their minds.
Okay. Another one that says, can the board members please explain hoe kry hulle dit reg dat die ou mense so honger ly? Hoe breek hulle oggend ure kamer vir kamer die hangkaste en lokke oop, en dis altyd net julle vier wat daar is, die naam word genoem, Ruth, Nico, Wat en Veronica, wat van vroeg tot dagbreek by 'n old age home is. Wat is daar? Die home se arme kombi is oral. Dis julle gebruik het as 'n private taxi wat ry die ou mense se transport buite tot by die hostels. Ek dink dis glad nie reg nie. Julle mors regtig die geld van die plek.
Okay, let me start from the back and work it.
Okay.
The hostel story is one of our residents is actually from the hostel that was referred to us by SAPS. He had to go and fetch his clothes, and if we didn't go and fetch it, who would?
Okay.
If I remember correctly, then they're talking about the... and it's not lockers. What happened at the old age home is that some of the staff took ownership of certain wardrobes. When we opened it up, they kept on saying that there is no cleaning material. We found cleaning material for the entire month of February. That is how much cleaning material we found in this different lockers.
Okay.
And also toiletries that doesn't go to the residents. And when we broke it up, we put new rules and said that no one owns toiletries, no one owns cleaning materials. We need to use it for the purpose that it was purchased for.
Okay.
If we didn't go on a daily basis, our governance wouldn't have been in place. Please bear in mind that the board was elected on the 18th of December. The AGM is now going to take place when it's supposed to, and not at the end of the year. Our financial year end coincide with the governance of DSD. So our financial year end is the end of this month. There was a lot of work to be done, and things are finally easing up. So our AGM would be the 30th of March here at the Civic Center.
And it's open to the public?
It's open to the public. We are also going to discuss the new policies that is being implemented so that everybody can know all about it.
Okay. This is unfortunately from one of the workers, so I cannot mention names. DS told them to first speak to the staff before deductions. They never spoke to any of us.
That's not true. As I said earlier, there was a meeting with the union. Two of the reps of the union, there was the representative from the union's head office.
Okay.
Two workers represent the staff inside.
Okay.
They were in the meeting, and it is their responsibility to speak to their members.
Okay, here we have another listener that says, thank you, Ruth. I have confidence you will prove many people wrong in our community. And then we have another one that says, talking about toiletries, Ruth is lying. Our old people are sharing a roll-on face cloths and soaps.
Unfortunately for that listener, I actually have a copy of the slip. I just come from Big Safe now, and that is why I was late in coming. here is the slip of toiletries and the stuff that we just went to go and buy.
Okay, and to the listeners, I'm looking at the slip from Big Safe, and it is it's a huge amount, and it specifically states that there is toiletries on there. Thank you, Ruth. And then this listener is asking two questions. First question is asking, why did the union open a case at CCMA? And the second one is, why did Dr. Amos Badank?
Dr. Amos resigned 3 times. We got the feeling later that he wanted to do things without board approval, and the rest of the board didn't agree. That is the first thing. The second thing was, why did they go to the CCMA? Was it the first question?
Why did the union make a report?
I don't know, because we were still in negotiations. We had a meeting. The manager had a meeting with them on Saturday. The board then had a meeting on Monday, based on what the outcome was on Saturday's meeting. We then gave them the rest of our negotiations. Then the next thing we heard that we were supposed to have a meeting yesterday, but then on Tuesday already they went to the CCMA.
Yeah.
So there's no need to meet with them anymore.
Okay. Hi, Warren. This is Godfrey Gotti Williams. The behavior of the whole structure of the board and its members at Lodewijk PSPs is questionable. First, the members have created great alarms of mismanagement and maladministration. They are unqualified pest controllers, but they went and made their own chemical mixtures which could be harmful to any person's health to try and exterminate the pest found on the premises. Secondly, the workers' pay was cut without given reason. Is this not against the LRA? How could they get that right? Okay, so the second one you've already addressed. The pest control thing?
The pest control, we had to do what we had to do. There was not enough money to get a qualified pest controller out again. The mixture that we used is what the staff told us that they used on previous occasions.
Okay. Wow. Ruth, you want to take a break or are you okay with us?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. Okay. All right. We are here for the community and we're here for transparency. We're not here to fight anything. But good morning. My freedom of speech is who elected. I can't remember. Who elected Mr. Lekhwabi for his position?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, this listener will have to get back to us because he just asked that question. Good morning, freedom of speech is who elected Mr. Lekhwabi for this position, just asking. And another one, it says, it's the same one. Another one says, I, Warren, who appointed Ruth's husband as the accountant?
My husband is not the accountant. He's not even an accountant by profession.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we have an accounting firm. We don't have an accountant, and it's not from the community, and the firm has been with the board with a home for at least 20 years.
Okay. Yo, the messages are coming in thick and fast. When we have to, I'm trying to get to all of them. The questions are the same. I'm just handling it once off. Can Ruth prove that her, and yeah, you're at liberty to, you don't have to answer this, but can she prove, because can Ruth prove her police clearance because the community know that she's got a criminal record and she's now lying? How can all staff speak out of 1 month and have the same story? The pay slips doesn't correspond with the bank statements. People were on the statement said 5,000 and when they got to the bank, there was only 4,000.
That cannot be true, because the payslip is a true reflection of what they were paid, and I think the employees need to be truthful. And that is why we welcome the case that they opened at the CCMA, because there, the facts is going to speak for themselves. There's a lot of allegations. There's a lot of untruths that is sent to the community for whatever reason. I don't know what the purpose is going to be. What we want from the staff is that they should start complying to the law and they should please stick to what is true. We cannot make decisions for people who is already above 18 years of age. But unfortunately, it is what it is.
Right now, And then also, why is the manager getting 15K per month and the rest of the workers only 4,000?
All of the workers is not getting 4,000 rand.
Okay.
The manager's salary was determined by the previous manager's salary. We didn't, as a matter of fact, we reduced it with 2,000 rand because of affordability. And they must also state that some of the employees earn on almost on par with him. The thing that we found at Lodewijk's Pest is that the salary scale is very unbalanced. But due to the fact that the salaries are consuming 92% of the actual grant, and it's only it's supposed to be capped at 60%. There is no room for any increase or getting all the scales corrected at the moment.
We are going to have to wrap up this, and there's a question here from a listener. It says, how can a board member be appointed as a manager? And that's probably referring to the interim manager at the moment.
This decision was bounced off by DSD. When we came in, the service level agreement clearly state that there shouldn't be any, the post shouldn't be vacant for more than 3 months. When we walked in, it was already going for the fourth month. So as a board, we decided we're releasing Watt from the board immediately and placing him as an interim manager until the end of March. Now, here's an opportunity for the community. There's an advert out, and I must say that we have received two applications for the general manager's position. We are extending it until Friday.
Okay. That's not tomorrow.
We have... this ad has now been running for 2 weeks. We only received two applications for the general manager. Remember, he is an interim manager until the end of the month.
Okay. Yeah. It's a 30-day turnaround, yes.
Yes. Because we didn't want to exceed it beyond the financial year end because we need to comply at all levels. So he's at the moment, he's not a board member. We released him from the position for that reason.
There's a lot of questions. Most of them, this is more or less the same. So I'm going to pose the final question. And this question is with reference to where we started off in the first place and how we got to be here in the first place. The question is very clear. And I know you have answered it, but some of the people sent some of their payslips to concur what they are saying. So they said, Ruud, as jy nie ons geld afgetrek het nie, hoekom ons sou ons so ver gegaan het met meer as 3 mense om by die CCM te gaan praat? Ons sou nie die story public gemaak het as ons geld nie afgetrek was nie. So the main focus here is, that's what this video is all about. This money is not being paid in full, and they were not informed. That is what they say on the video.
Unfortunately, we cannot be held responsible for the lack of communication between the workers and the union.
Okay.
If the employees didn't belong to the union, we would have had the liberty to discuss it with them directly. The union came to the offices, had a sit down, and everything was placed on the table.
Okay, and then let's take a final one. We did not get clarity. Why did Mr. Noah resign?
I think that was very clear. I already answered that question.
So, in all fairness, if we look at the response that you gave to us now, It is clear that the video is not telling the truth. You say that the video is that none of the accusations on the video is true. Is that what you are saying from the board side?
I say they can't prove it. It's not true.
Okay. Well, I'll show you what is coming through. I will not read it. People, when you do send messages, I would prefer that we do not use profanities. This is an adult platform. We solve problems and we talk about it. We cannot be swearing. I will not be reading your message if there's swear words in it. So, Ruth, I would say thank you for your time. And we will probably have a follow-up with you. And then we will look at both sides of the stories and then see where we get to. But thank you for your time. And I hope the listeners and the workers who are listening got some clarity on what is happening and why the video was distributed. And the people say, we can and will talk with Ruth today and we will meet with her today. So that is their prerogative. But from Port FM side, thank you so much for availing yourself. It's been an absolute pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Have yourself a wonderful